Now, regulatory framework for the strategic alliance in India consists of controlled by the Competition Act 2002, which ensures the alliance do not result into anti-competitive practices. Foreign Exchange Management Act, FEMA 1999, governs cross-border alliances involving equity participation. SEBI regulations also apply if the alliance is involved in the joint listing, equity swap, or investor disclosure. FDI policy also defines the permissible structure in the sensitive sector like insurance, banking, telecom, defense, etc. Now, there are various types of strategic alliances. First one is an equity-based alliance. In this type, one firm acquires the minority stake in another, or both firms take equity position in each other's to formalize the alliance. There will be a cross-shareholding. The firms are holding equity shares in each other. That is a cross-shareholding. Then equity swap. Equity swap is used when companies want to align the financial interest. Okay. Then non-equity alliance. Non-equity alliance means these alliances are based on contractual agreement basis, but not equity sharing basis, without any exchange of equity. So they are relatively flexible and less resource intensive. Then licensing agreement. For that purpose, there will be a licensing agreement, or there may be franchises, which is common in retail and hospitality as well as a good chain. Then another one is supply distribution agreement. Supply or distribution agreement. Manufacturing unit, they will make the agreement with the supplier to supply the goods on periodically basis. And distribution agreement with the other distributors for the purpose of, as soon as the goods are manufactured, they are their responsibility to take it and distribute it. For that purpose, there is a written agreement for that. Then research and development collaboration can happen with the two or more firms to work together on innovation while retaining the IP rights separately. Now, third one is joint venture. Third one is joint venture. Now, strategic alliance, after strategic alliance, first one was divestiture. Second is the third one is a joint venture. Second one was a strategic alliance. And third one is a joint venture. This joint venture involves the creation of a separate legal entity, jointly owned by the two partners or three partners, depending upon the number of partners, right? So, this is a deeper commitment as compared to the non-equity alliances. So, partner shares, ownership, control, resources, profit and risk. This can be structured as a domestic joint venture between Indian firms, or international joint venture between Indian firms and the foreign partners. This often required a regulated industries where full foreign ownership is restricted. Co-marketing and co-branding alliances. Alliances can be co-marketing and co-branding. Firms collaborate with jointly to market the product or co-branded services. Co-marketing consists of shared advertising and a promotional campaign, and co-branding consists of product carry both brand names as well as the leveraged reputation. Fifth one is a consortium and the industry alliances. Fifth type is consortium and industry alliance. So, multiple firms often form a same industry firm consortium to work on the large scale projects. This is common in infrastructure or oil exploration, defense and telecom, because it reduces the individual firm's risk in capital intensive nature. Technology and research and development alliances also happens, particularly in IT sector, pharmaceutical sector, biotech, artificial intelligence, electronic vehicles and the clean energy. Then it may involve the shared labs, patent and the knowledge transfer. Government mandated alliances are sometimes happens in regulated sectors, like Indian government mandates for foreign players to ally with the domestic firms, which is seen in the defense manufacturing, insurance and telecom. The part of India that Atmanirbhar Bharat and the Make in India initiative is again contributed by the foreign alliances in India. Now, implications of the strategic alliances. What are the implications? What happens if the strategic alliance happens? One is a firm level implications. Strategic alliance directly impact on participating firms' operations, market standing and competitive strategies. Second one is access to the new market. Because of this, the alliance allow the companies to enter into foreign or domestic market. Then, technology transfer. Technology transfer and innovation, research and development firms, technology gain the access and their capabilities. Then there will be a risk sharing. Risk sharing, high risk industries like aviation, defense and infrastructure distribute the risk among the partners. Managerial challenges also can be reduced. So alliances demand strong governance framework to handle the difference in decision making, corporate culture and management style. Dependence risk. Dependence risk is nothing but it is over-reliance on the partner for technology, supply chain or brand image that can be reduced automatically due to this kind of strategy. Then industry level implications will be alliance reshape the industry structure and competition dynamics due to increased competition and consolidation and standardization. Then barrier to entry for the small firms. There will be a strong alliance between the major firms that can create an entry barrier for any startup and smaller competitors. And there will be an innovation clusters that alliance fosters the industry-wide research and development ecosystem. Regulatory and policy implications consist of the foreign direct investment. In India, alliance must be must comply with the FEMA regulations and FDI limits. And in competition law, the alliance should not amount to cartelization of or anti-competitive practices. The Competition Commission of India regularly reviews such kind of collaborations. Then intellectual property, intellectual that is IP, intellectual property protection due to licensing and technology alliance. Then taxation and transfer pricing due to revenue sharing in alliances, which involves the cross-border partners, and the global regulatory bodies consist of alliance in aviation like Star Alliance, Sky Team, etc. Or pharma must comply with the World Trade Organization, TRIPS and respective sectors regulators. Economy level implications will consist of capital inflow and employment. And second one will be technology upgradation, right? Then export competitiveness is increased. Alliances in pharma, IT, manufacturing, they may, Indian firms may expand globally also due to alliances. Then strategic independence is also there because of excessive dependence on the foreign alliances in critical sectors like defense, energy, telecom. Now, benefits of the strategic alliances. What are the benefits of the strategic alliance? Benefits consist of benefits for the companies. For the company, what would be the benefit? There will be a market expansion. There will be technology access and innovation. Then cost efficiency and resource sharing will be there. There will be risk mitigation also. In case the large investment happens, there will be high risk. Then risk can be mitigated by shared and reducing financial burden on individual firms. Then faster time to market. By leveraging the partner, existing distribution and supply chain products can reach to the market very quickly. Okay. Then flexibility over merger and acquisition. Unlike mergers and alliances, alliances allow the collaboration without loss of organizational independence. Now, benefits for the shareholders. These are the, what we have discussed is the benefit to the companies. Now, benefit to the shareholders, which consist of enhanced returns, diversification of the risk, then access to the growth opportunities and reduced dilution of the control. This happens because of the strategic alliance, right? Then benefit to the economy, that is government type, you know, benefits to the economy, like India and global. The first benefit is it is a boosting to the FDI and global trade, as alliances bring in capital, improve the export, and integrate the local firms into global supply chains. Then technology and skill development is another benefit to the economy, and job creation is a most important benefit, as alliances in retail, manufacturing, IT, aviation sector create an employment across all the skill levels. Thereafter, infrastructure growth and global competitiveness are important benefits, along with the sustainable development under the green energy alliances. Now, we have seen the benefit. Now, what are the weaknesses of the strategic alliance? Like any firms or any entity, any activities, one benefit on other side, there may be also losses on other side, or maybe weaknesses on other side. So what are the possible weaknesses of the strategic alliances? While the strategic alliance provides the number of benefits, they also come with an inherent weakness risk. That is weakness for the company. How it is weakness for the company? Because there will be loss of autonomy in certain functions. Then there will be a conflict of objectives. Partners may pursue a different long-term goals, leading to the dispute also. It may lead to the dispute. Then asymmetry and contribution. One partner may contribute more resources, and another partner may contribute very limited, less. This causes the imbalance and dissatisfaction. Then risk opportunism. Knowledge of technology shared may be misused by the partner for the competitive advantage. Then integration and the challenge difference. Then limited control over outcomes. These are some of the weaknesses. Then weakness for the shareholder is that there will be uncertainty in getting the returns, right? And dilution of the strategic focus. If the alliance distract the management from the core business, the shareholders' value may be declined. Then risk exposure without control. Shareholders may bear the part of the risk, but companies may not have the sufficient control to ensure the performance. The reputational risk will be there because there will be chances of failure or conflict in alliances. Then weakness for the economy, government units, right? There will be a dependency on the foreign partner. There will be short-term orientation. Some alliances are opportunistic, so they dissolve quickly without creating lasting economic benefits. So next one will be the market distortions, then job uncertainty, and limited spillover benefits. Then strategic management of alliances. What would be the strategic management of alliances? The key principle of the strategic alliance management consists of clarity of purpose for what they have come together, because they have to define their objectives, which are essential to avoid the future conflicts. Then balanced contribution. Each partner must contribute equitably in terms of the capital. Then alignment of the culture. Culture integration workshop, communication platform, etc. And the cross-training reduces the friction. Flexibility. Flexibility is also important because of alliance must adapt to the changes in the technology. Then exit planning. Pre-agreed exit strategy. If it is there, then everybody will be sure at what point of time they have to disperse. Right? Then government structure in alliances. Joint steering committee, shared performance metrics are the two important aspects. It has to be jotted down. Now, conflict resolution mechanism. In joint venture, or it may be, you can say, in strategic alliance, the conflict resolution mechanism must be defined. Then information sharing protocol should also be clearly defined, as a scope for the sharing the sensitive data and protecting the intellectual property. Then role of the trust and the relationship management. The trust building, long-term relationship orientation, risk mitigation through the contract, plus trust. These things are also seen in strategic alliances. Now, government structures in alliances. Joint steering committee must be formed so as to regularly review the bodies of the strategic alignment. Then shared performance metrics. Then conflict resolution process should be defined and information sharing protocol should be clearly defined. Now, role of the trust relationship management. What is the role? Role is a trust building, long-term relationship orientation, and risk mitigation through the contract plus trust. These roles must be defined well. Now, technology and digital tools in managing alliances. Digital dashboards for the real-time tracking of the alliance performance should be in place. Blockchain in contracts. The smart contract ensures the transparency in royal payments, IP uses, and profit sharing. Collaboration platform tools like ERP integration, cloud-based project management, and AI-driven analytics improve the coordination. Now, Indian regulatory and institutional framework consists of RBI and FEMA guidelines for the strategic alliances. SEBI regulations are also strategic alliances in listed companies, and the Competition Act, where the alliances must avoid the catalyzation and abuse of dominant position. Sector-specific regulation like Department of Telecommunication, DGCA for Civil Aviation, TRAI for the Telecom Authority, etc., and IRDAI for the Insurance and Regulatory Development Authority. Right? Then benefits of the strategic management of alliance. Benefit of the strategic management alliance consists of reduced conflict and misunderstanding, ensure fair distribution, then enhances the sustainability alliances over the term, improves the shareholders' confidence, support the compliance with the legal and regulatory norms. Now, there will be an internal development. Internal development consists of what the firm seeks to growth, what the firm wants to growth. They have three broad strategies or strategic alliance alternatives. One is a merger and acquisition, second one is a strategic alliance, and third one is an internal development. Now, this internal development or strategic alliance means, unlike merger and acquisition or alliances, internal development, also called as an organic growth or internal expansion, this involves building new capabilities, market, product, and from within the organization's own resources. The concept of internal development consists of existing resources and competencies rather than depending upon outside partners, right? Then key drivers for the internal development consist of control over the asset processors. The company retains the complete ownership of intellectual property, technology, etc. Building core competencies, avoidance of the integration risk, regulatory simplicity, long-term vision, which are suitable for the firm, that may consist under the internal development. The methods of internal development. What would be the method of internal development for the benefit of the company? One is a research and development team, R&D, innovation-driven companies to create a proprietary product. Then capacity expansion means increasing the production line, distribution channel, etc. Digital transformation means building internal and digital platform. Talent development consists of investing in the training and leadership development and market penetration and diversification using the internal marketing and branding and distribution to enter into new product categories of geographies. There will be an advantage of the internal development. Advantages of internal development. Advantages are high degree of autonomy, strong knowledge retention, sustainable growth, reduced risk of the opportunism, and brand equity. Limitations consist of time consuming, because it requires time. The place is very slow. This development happens slowly, not all of a sudden. So there will be, this limitation is a time consuming and high investment need is required. So requires significant upfront research and development and infrastructure spending. Risk of market missed opportunities will be there. Limited access to the external knowledge. And finally, the capital constraints, which not all the firms can fringe, not all the firms can finance a large-scale internal expansion. Strategic choice, when the firms prefer an internal development, when a control and autonomy are critical, when firms are strong financial capacity, when industry is highly regulated, and when brand reputation and intellectual property protections are vital, and when the firms wants to develop an unique capability that competition cannot be implicated, that could be that will determine the strategic choice. With this, we complete our discussion on this topic. Thank you very much.